Thank you very much. So the next agenda item number 10 will have several different sections. This all related to the turkey hunting seasons. There's three turkey hunting seasons. There's the spring Custer State Park season, there's the spring prairie turkey season, and then the fall turkey season. Those would be the first three action sheets that would involve potential rule changes. And then the fourth one, as you've seen with many of these seasons, would be administrative action, just an informational item this month on the recommended number of licenses that would be out for public comment for 30 days and then would be reviewed by the commission at the July meeting in Webster to finalize license numbers via administrative action. So the first item among these four different action items that involve the turkey hunting season is the most simple and straightforward. This is Custer State Park spring wild turkey hunting season, chapter 4106.15. This is a two-year recommendation, as we have with most hunting season recommendations. The season in Custer State Park is a little different than the rest of the prairie dates. It starts April 24th. That matches up with the Black Hills season, which is a couple weeks later than the rest of the prairie, the reason being to minimize disturbance to the early part of the breeding season for the turkey season. So that starts a little late in Custer State Park. That would be the fourth Saturday in April, same again as Black Hills. And then different from the Black Hills season, Custer State Park actually ends early on May 23rd, the fourth Sunday in May, and that's to accommodate guests visiting the park around Memorial Day. It gets pretty busy and not wanting to have overlap with hunters and guests. Historically, been a very stable season, right around 100 licenses, a great opportunity for hunters. I believe they need a few preference points, and then they can obtain that license in Custer State Park for residents. I'll get to the license numbers, but there won't be a recommended change for the license numbers in that administrative action. But right now, just purely informational item, no department recommendation for any changes to the Custer State Park spring wild turkey hunting season. And I can take any questions on that season.
Any questions of the commission? Do we have a motion?
Move to itself.
Move to approve by Whitmire. Do we have a second? Second by Nyberg. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It is approved. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. So the second item, this one actually will have a department recommendation for a rule change for a proposal. Similar to the next two items, the spring wild turkey hunting season and the fall wild turkey hunting season. First of which, spring wild turkey hunting season 4106.13. This is also a two-year recommendation for the 2027-2028 spring wild turkey hunting season. A lot of different dates to go through in the table there. Maybe I'll just focus on next year's dates. The first of which would be the most of the spring units, April 10th to May 31st. That season starts a little bit earlier. As I mentioned, Black Hills Custer State Park are different. They start the third weekend in April to try to remove some disturbance for breeding birds. And then we have a couple units. We have a split season in Unit 08A and 44A and Unit 58B. Those are going to be 8A and 44A. I believe that's Lincoln County and Davison County are split to disperse hunters a little bit more evenly in those units. In 58B, that's a special hunting opportunity. That's earlier season dates for disabled hunters. And then also we have access permits that are required for archery and mentored hunters in Good Earth State Park, Adams Homestead Nature Preserve. And I'll get to those with the license numbers as well, but those dates are a little bit different in which they run from April 10th to April 30th. So a lot of different dates to keep track of there, but they're all laid out in this action sheet here. Just a review of the license numbers from last season. Those will go through specific unit by unit in the administrative action item. Won't go through any specific requirements and restrictions for the spring turkey hunting season. We'll jump straight to the recommended changes on the next page, which there are two. The first of which, 4106-1302, that's just a rule cleanup that we've been doing for a lot of seasons, removing any reference to no hunting on federal property. There's no jurisdiction that Game Fish and Parks has on national park land or different areas. So removing that, such as Wind Cave National Park, from rule and allowing that federal landowner, whichever landowner we have in the unit, to determine whether people can access it for hunting. So specifically that strikes the word Wind Cave National Park, Mount Rushmore National Memorial, and Jewel Cave National Monument. And those, the federal agencies there can determine if that's open to hunting, which we, from our understanding, assume that would still be closed. The second change, more of a substantive change. This is a unit boundary change in northeastern South Dakota, right by Watertown, to split what was historically a combination of Day County and Coddington County, Unit 22A, split that into the county-specific units. So now Day will be a separate unit and Coddington will be a separate unit, trying to get hunters dispersed based on proximity to Watertown. They tended to stay in one county closer there to Watertown. You can see that in the figure there on the screen in the top right, 22A and 05A would be the two new units. So that being the main substantive change, license numbers in tables 1 through 4 on the next page just go through general statewide harvest, which has been relatively stable to increasing across the state. So relatively good news for turkey. And you'll see with the license number recommendation, not much changes there. Next two pages have the specific rule changes. I went through the striking of Wind Cave and Mount Rushmore and Jewel Cave, and then the adding of that unit to item number 4, Coddington County. And then I believe if you go down to item number formerly 18, 19 now was switching from Day and Coddington to strike Coddington. So with that, I can take any questions, but this one would, based on our recommendation, require action by the commission to adopt this as a proposal.
Discussion? Motions? Commissioner Teal.
Andrew, was that 2 years ago when we changed the dates back in the Black Hills? 2 years ago. Is there a like a threshold where we might consider moving that back? I know we were hoping to see the population rebound and it seems to be headed in the right direction, but do you think that maybe be on the next cycle or somewhere in that range?
Through the chair. Yeah, our staff are looking at that very closely, a combination of factors that could have prompted what we expect for 2 years after that change of a population increase. In fact, the first year we made that change, it's made to minimize disruption during the breeding season. We saw a jump in harvest right away that first year, which is a surrogate to the population. So it wouldn't really make sense that the change in the regulation led to that population increase. It was just a higher harvest in the Black Hills that year. The following 2 years, I believe, we saw a jump in harvest. So if you go to table 1, you can see that exact change in 2023 when the change was made from 4,834 to 5,878. Excuse me, sorry, table 2. The jump in harvest from 22 to 23 goes from 1,563 to 2,000. So that 2023 year before there would have been any impact to breeding, we saw a jump in 33%. So what we think likely was going on in 23 and 24 is ideal conditions. We did have good moisture. We don't right now in the Black Hills, but we did for a while. And it was really good breed nesting conditions. So turkey populations were doing really well for 2 years. To your question of an indicator of when we might go back to align those dates, because it has caused some confusion, especially for men or youth that can hunt earlier the rest of the state and they have to wait in the Black Hills, would look at indicators to that population increasing in the Black Hills. Unfortunately, This year, there's been some talk that maybe the population isn't doing that great, but it's really early on. We still need to evaluate the spring turkey harvest in the Black Hills and do some more field work, get out there and determine if that population is doing well.
Thank you.
And any other discussion? We're going to need a motion, correct?
Yes, Chair.
Anybody want to move to approve this? Motion by Whitmire. Do we have a second? Second by Nyberg. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It is approved.
All right, a couple more items for turkey here. The third one being the fall wild turkey hunting season, 410614. Same structure with the two-year recommendation here. That fall turkey hunting season is November 1 to January 31. Some opportunity for people out deer hunting or doing other outdoor recreation in the fall to pick up a turkey tag and harvest a bird. This is generally, which will be one of the recommended changes, a hunter can use a rifle that season because in the fall, birds are not going to come into calls like they do in the spring. What we define in the plan, which we're currently revising, but the current plan that we have for wild turkey is that the fall season is set up for hunting opportunity. And then in specific cases to mitigate potential depredation where turkey can cause problems in the fall. So for a relatively simple objective, we do have some fairly complex seasons. So that'll be the recommendation here to start to maybe simplify some of those seasons. In addition to enhancing opportunity where we can sustain some of that harvest without negatively impacting the populations. The fall turkey hunting season, different than the spring, isn't any turkey license. So there are hens that are harvested in the fall, and that obviously is going to affect the population a lot more than just harvesting male birds, as they do for almost the entire harvest in the spring. So jumping right into the changes from last year, the first one, exact same as the spring, just to remove references to federal property closures. Those would remain closed, but again, they're under the authority of the federal or any of the landowners, such as any private landowner has the ability to restrict access. So we didn't want to include that in rules since that's outside of our jurisdiction. The second change, the second and third ones would be more substantive changes. I alluded to this being predominantly a rifle hunting season. That was all of West River. You could use a rifle, shotgun to harvest. You could use bow and arrow. For the fall season. And then East River, there were some units in which you could use a rifle, some units in which you couldn't. Being that there's not any decoying or people calling turkeys in, there's less opportunity for it to be a safety issue in the fall hunting season. That's why the rifles are allowed. In addition to, I said, people are out deer hunting, so they likely have a rifle with them. They don't want to carry a shotgun and a rifle. So the recommended change would be to allow shotgun in all units. This would affect a lot of units. East River, you can see on the map in figure one there, there's maybe about a dozen units that are shaded gray that would be recommended to be open this fall. Those would all be open to rifle or shotgun. There'd be no restrictions, with one exception to Minnehaha County, with Sioux Falls being there, just kind of matching our deer hunting regulations where we have some limitations on weapons in Minnehaha County. The third change from last year would be, this is for the consistency in trying to simplify that fall season. We had some units that were different in the fall season and spring season and wanting to match those up. So the fall seasons are exactly identical to the spring season. The only difference would be the Black Hills, that being 85% public, a really big unit with a lot different habitat than the rest of the state. That would be the only unit with a different boundary in the fall and the spring. And if you scroll down a little bit, you can see the hashed out region of the Black Hills. That's the closed portion of the Black Hills unit in the fall. So it basically would just reference the spring turkey units with the exception of the Black Hills. Similar harvest tables, table 1, 2, and 3 on the next page. Last 10 years of harvest for the fall turkey season, the Black Hill season, and then that mentor turkey season. In the fall, the secretary had to correct me on this, the mentored season is only open in units that have licenses available. So when we have zero licenses, mentor hunters cannot hunt there. And that'll be important when it comes to the license change recommendations. If you go from 0 to 10 or 10 to zero licenses, you either open or close a unit for a mentor hunting opportunity. So with that, next page is just the specific rule changes. I went through those, but they have all the strikes and the addition to administrative rule. Really nice that we can clean up those units with basically striking every unit definition there and just referencing the spring turkey hunting units. With that, can take any questions, but this, similar to the spring season, would require action to approve the proposal if the commission agrees with the recommendation.
All right, any questions of the commission? Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Bartling. Seconded by Teal. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That has passed. Are you good?
Thank you. One more. It's just an informational item for the turkey license numbers that would be up for public comment for the next 30 days. Okay. All right. Thank you. So starting right away with the supportive information, the recommendation is to decrease spring turkey licenses by 2% and decrease fall licenses by 6%. Some units that I referenced that might turn on or off, Gregory County fall turkey season would be closed and Millette County would be closed, and then Hughes County would be opened based on the license recommendations in these following tables. So the first two tables, the one on the screen right now is for the spring turkey season for the next 2 years. Those highlighted rows would be the units in which there's a change to what the licenses were last year. There's five units with an increase: Brookings, Duel, Fall River, Grant, and Hughes, and there's seven units with a decrease. Bennett and Sanborn counties would close, so there'd be no spring turkey hunting in Bennett and Sanborn, with the exception of Archery, which is open statewide. Gregory, Perkins, and then the combined county of Hamlin and Clark would be a reduction in licenses there from anywhere from 30 to 50%. In those units, staff are seeing maybe some declines in turkey numbers and wanting to be a little bit conservative, even though those are male-only licenses for the spring. The next table on the following page has the specific license types. Most of those are single-tom turkey licenses, but there are some units such as Hawken, Mead, that have two-tom turkey licenses, two tags on one license. The last section right below the table goes through our other seasons. As I mentioned, spring archery turkeys, male only. There's no recommendation to change that. One per individual for residents and non-residents. Those are over the counter, so anyone can pick those up. And that excludes Custer State Park, the only exclusion in the state. Some areas that require a limited access permit for either archery or mentored youth in the spring or Good Earth State Park, that would be five access permits. And then Adams Homestead and Nature Preserve has 30 archery permits or 20 mentored youth. So in addition to having either the archery license or the mentored youth license, an individual would need to apply for and obtain one of those limited access permits that are no cost. Next table, fall turkey hunting seasons. Both of these fit on one page since there's fewer units. Again, the yellow highlights the changes. The first table has the percent change in either licenses or tags, and the second table is the tag type by unit. There was an increase in three units. Hughes would be opened up in the fall, going from zero licenses to 10 licenses, and then just an increase in license numbers for Grant and Jackson County. And then four units would have a decrease. Gregory and Millette would be closed, respectively, 50 in Gregory and 25 in Millette going to zero. And then Perkins and the Black Hills would be a reduction in fall turkey licenses. The map on the next page will show those units for the fall turkey season. And, certainly happy to take any questions. No required action today, but we can provide more information, but we'll certainly solicit public comment the next month and come to the commission with a recommendation for administrative action next month.
Any questions of Mr. Norton from the commission? Thank you, sir.